Chair Rapporteur would like to make statement under item 4.4. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the non-aligned movement member states. The NAM underlines the need of promoting and protecting all universally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms for all peoples, in particular the right to development, and to provide an effective framework thereof, including remedies to redress grievances on or violations of human rights and fundamental freedoms in accordance with the relevant founding principles of the movement, the UN Charter, and international human rights instruments consistent with the obligations of states, regardless of their political, economic, and cultural systems. In this sense, the movement has strived for greater acceptance, operationalization, and realization of the right to development at the international level, and have urged all states to undertake all the national level necessary policy formulation and institute measures required for the implementation of the right to development as a fundamental human right, and have further urged all states to expand and deepen mutually benefiting cooperation with each other in ensuring development and eliminating obstacles to development in the context of promoting an effective international cooperation for the realization of the right to development, bearing in mind that lasting progress towards the implementation of the right to development requires effective development policies at the national level, as well as equitable economic relations and a favorable economic environment at the international level. Taking this into account, the NAM reiterates its urging to the UN human rights machinery to ensure the operationalization of the right to development as a priority through the elaboration of the Convention on the Right to Development by the relevant machinery, taking into account the recommendations of relevant initiatives, including the high-level seminar on the operationalization of the right to development held on February 2004 under the framework of the Commission on Human Rights Working Group on the Right to Development, and the high-level task force on the operationalization of the right to development, as well as recommendations of the 8th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Right to Development regarding the roadmap endorsed by the Human Rights Council through its resolution 4/4, adopted by consensus in its fourth session. NAM attached special importance to Article 10 of the Vienna Declaration on Program of Action, which established that states must cooperate with each other to ensure development and eliminate obstacles to its realization. NAM reiterates its appreciation for the submission of the draft legally binding instrument on the right to development with commentaries by the Chair Rapporteur, and thanks him and the experts for their presentations in this regard. The NAM member states would like to assure their full constructive participation by continuing the same spirit of cooperation as we did in the past, and look forward to work constructively with all relevant stakeholders during this session, taking into account the commencement of discussions on elaboration of a legally binding instrument that allows to give effect to the postulates established in the Declaration on the Right to Development and its full realization. Thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.